Welcome back to another episode of the Whatever Buddy podcast on another beautiful Whatever Buddy Wednesday. Episode 85 is here. It is upon us, and so is another guest. Cousin Wee Wee is in the house. He's here to talk all things Whatever Buddy podcast and more. Lots more. So sit back, relax, enjoy the show. So with no further ado, Ryan and Johnny.
We are back.
I mean, I'm back. Man.
You are. You're back. Yeah. Well, we're back too. Welcome back to another episode of the Whatever Buddy podcast. With that being said, Ryan Harrison, welcome back to Los Angeles, California, the land of the fucking heat, tornadoes, hurricanes.
The hurricane. Did you feel the hurricane? Or I guess, did you hear the earthquake during the hurricane? I felt the earthquake.
I was driving in the hurricane when the earthquake happened. I didn't get it. I got a notice on my phone that said there was an earthquake.
I got calls from my friends that are like, man, you picked a bad time to go back out there. It's like,
were you didn't come back yet, did you? Or were you back?
I was back. I came back last week.
Oh shit. How did your apartment hold up through that? I got to fix my camera. It looks like it could be
good, man.
Yeah. It wasn't all like, didn't get all fucked up from the rain. Cause I know you were having those issues.
I was having those issues before, but I didn't have them this time. My car started right up. It was great.
That's always key. I worry about that, man. I just put a new battery in my car. I'm leaving for fucking ever. Which, can I talk about that for a second? Can I just tell you, man, I am the biggest wuss ever.
Okay, I'll bite. I already knew that, but
don't let my shirt fool you. Okay, let me just say,
YouTube's.
You know, I've been touring. On the level that I've been touring at for quite a while.
Many years. And
yes.
I've never gone on a tour as long as I'm going on.
Oh, I see where this is going. Yeah.
And I'm when I think about the fact that I'm going to leave for a quarter of the year.
No, you're not. You're going for 2 months.
What are you talking about? 11 weeks. From a day I leave to the day I get back is 11 weeks.
That's a long time. That's a fifth of a year. That's a fifth of a year. But
A fifth of a year. Well, no, 52 weeks, right? Fifth of the year. Whatever the case is. There's 350 days, and I'm going to be gone. There's 365 days, I'm gone 77 of those. So I guess it's a fifth of the year. Whatever the case is, it's long enough to switch through like a season.
You have to bring more stuff. You have to definitely bring more stuff for that amount of time.
It's not also, even more stuff. It's like will my cat still know who I am when I get back? That kind of stuff.
They'll know, but they'll be angry. You'll have some explaining to do.
Yeah. I am, though, very excited to go out and play music. I haven't played a gig since January. I'm kind of freaking out, So
I'm coming to your gig tomorrow. Me and Sonny and all
Friday.
The peeps.
Oh, that's tomorrow. Yeah. Shit, today's Thursday.
Yeah, dude, actually, get with it, man. Yeah. I know your schedule better than you know your schedule, dude. I'm a good friend. I'm a good friend, and you're annoying.
You are.
Yeah.
Well, tell me in the world something that they don't already know about that. I'm annoying. It's fair. Speaking of having to deal with me, my cousin, he's going to pop up here. Uh-huh. Cousin Wee Wee, I think that is a proper name for him. Because if you think about
cousin
it.
Cousin Wee Wee from now on,
Well, think about this. It makes logical sense. I thought about this while pouring my coffee at the 7-Eleven. So, Wee Wee's in my pocket.
You got to tell the story better for anybody hearing this for the first time.
Yeah. When I was a kid, my cousin Michael is going to come on the show in a few minutes. And when I was a kid, I had an imaginary friend in my pocket, and his name was Wee Wee. Now, for whatever reason, Michael, which is my cousin, also we're going to start calling him Cousin Wee Wee, but cousin Wee Wee, he was the only one who ever cared about Wee Wee. He would ask about Wee Wee. He would see, how's Wee Wee doing? He'd ask me all the time. So I thought about this: if Michael's my cousin,
right,
he would also be the cousin to Wee Wee. So therefore, that technically makes him Cousin Wee Wee.
I don't really follow your logic, but I'll let you go with it. And then also one more fine detail is Cousin Michael Wee Wee, Cousin Wee Wee, all the names, thinks I'm an angry guy.
He does. I also accused him of not coming to see our show in Philly, and he also fucking called me right the fuck out on that one. He was at John and Peter's. Him and his brother.
Oh, so you called him out for not going, and he did go. Yeah. Oh, you're a shitty friend, or you're a shitty wee wee.
Yeah, I mean, he's only friends with me by default because he has to be.
So then you accused him of not coming to our show, and I followed suit because I believed you, and he was at our show. So you transitive property made me an asshole.
I don't know if it's the weed, if it's COVID, or if it's just me getting old, but I don't remember any of it. I don't remember. Bro, I remember the show.
That's kind of your thing.
Which one, though, was it? We played John and Peter's a couple times. The one time the dude from Ween got up and played Motorhead with us. Was it that time? Was it the time before that? You know, I don't know which time it was. Was it the time that fucking I played there with the Knives on my birthday in between two CKY shows?
Well,
I don't know.
We have Cousin Wee Wee in the waiting room, so why don't we ask him?
All right, bring him in.
All right.
Bring him in. All right. I haven't seen him forever. I wonder what he looks like.
Yeah. I'm going to try to be extra happy.
This bitch better put on his camera.
He better. I want to see some Wee Wee.
Yeah, we got to see Uncle Wee Wee here. Cousin Wee Wee.
Uncle.
Can you guys see me?
Hey, man.
Can you hear me?
Hey,
Michael.
Loud. Yeah. Loud and clear.
Hold on, I'm trying to find. I'm sitting outside because my whole family's at home, and again, on my last fucking hair. Yeah. Oh my God. Ryan, first of all, let me say we have met. I don't know if you remember, because I was at that show at John and Peter's that John said I wasn't at.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah, I was there with my brother and a buddy of mine because I came to support you guys, and we did meet. I'm sure you don't remember because you've met a lot of people since then. But so your
I
boy
don't
John,
remember either, though.
Yeah, because you're an asshole.
Yeah, I gotta apologize to you because I totally jumped on the bandwagon of, oh, well, Cousin Wee didn't come to the show and we could have went and got pizza and that. And it was like, you were there.
Yeah, right. But you actually defended last week. You were like, yeah, you know. His son's in from out of town. You should definitely go see. You have my back, and I truly appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, he's an asshole for not going to that, you know.
Oh, yeah, totally. But he did hang out with him. I did. Yeah, he did hang out.
All right. I'll stop piling on.
Yeah.
I got a question. Yeah. How do I come across angry?
Okay,
this really bothers him. This is like this bothers him.
Yeah, no, good question. And I have to say, Ryan, the last 2-3 episodes, you haven't been angry. You've been happy. Okay. Part of it is because you're picking it on John, and part of, you know, so here's the thing, and I get it, because he's an ass. He's never on time for anything.
He's tough.
You know, yeah, it's very like, it's his world.
While we're at it. Yep. Might as well smoke some weed just to piss you guys off.
No, don't piss me off,
dude. I'll just pass it
through, man, if you can. I mean, there were, and I think it's really because you seem angry because John's pissing you off. He's interrupting. He's late for shit. And so, like, all of that makes sense to be angry. Yeah, and I guess it's probably him because he gets all into his own thing, starts laughing at shit, and you're just trying to get a story across. Yeah. And you just like, you're gonna be like, fuck it, I give up. And that's
okay.
You know,
we're on the same page then. He was an hour and a half late today. Hour and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Hour and a half. I got nothing to do, you know?
Well, okay. So I'm part of the problem with that.
No, hold on. You weren't part of the problem.
You wanted to do 1 o'clock your time, which was 4 o'clock my time. And I had, I see you're back in California, by the way, Ryan, because he keeps talking about your time over there. And I'm like, I got something. I don't know. I said 5 my time, I could definitely do. And like 4:45, I'm like, I'm here, let's get going. He's like, we're going to do it at 3 with your time.
And I'm like, I love LA gives the same impression like that. It's awesome.
Yeah.
No, I'll just talk
like this for the rest of the pod.
He hit me up and you had already told me that you had your thing going on with your appointment or whatever. So I had said to him 2 o'clock originally. But then I did what I do. I don't know why I do this, dudes. I wake up at fucking like real early. I get up to take a shit or whatever. Next thing I know, I start thinking of Tommy Burger. I want chili burgers at like 8 a.m. So I go down to fucking Tommy Burgers. I get a couple of chili burgers and fries. I come home, I eat, I go back to bed. Next thing you know, I got to text Ryan and say, hey, dude, can we push back an hour? Because I know I'm going to be knocked out, right? So like I needed a nap. I pushed it back to 3 and we got here at, I don't know, it's 3 something.
Pros.
Yeah, it's 6:30. So I have so many questions because I had actually wanted to do a podcast at one point with a buddy of mine who
I think we
commit.
Found my guest host when I can't make him when I'm on the road.
Oh yeah, dude, I would totally do this.
Cousin Wee Wee. Totally. Absolutely. Wee-wee, yeah. We're bringing the family in.
Wee Wee is actually, which is funny because Wee Wee is John's little friend that lives in his pocket, and he washed him one day. And then here's the thing: I don't even know if Wee Wee was like if he actually was an imaginary friend or he just said it one day, and then my brothers and I just like picked up on it, and that was it. And
I don't remember your brothers ever asking about it. I only remember you asking about it. And you were very diligent on asking.
Dude, I thought he was talking about his actual wee-wee, and this is his adult like, way of saving
you know
face.
What the thing
is?
No, it was a friend of mine. It was a friend.
But here's the funny thing. You guys are funny. I'm scared what would happen if I wasn't here.
Dude, you'd be dead.
Probably run smoothly and on time.
Yeah, I'd be there on time.
You fucking assholes. Listen. So check it out.
I wouldn't stop and cough for 10 minutes in the middle of it either.
I didn't. It wasn't because of my wee-wee. And I look at it in hindsight. It always was wee-wee. I just always thought of it as wee-wee. W-E-E-W-E-E. Okay?
Yeah.
As I got older, I'm like, wait a second. That's kind of crazy because like wee-wee could be my pee-pee. You know what I mean? But right. Then it would have been like, then you would have been cousin pee-pee. That would have been a little bit cooler.
I like cousin wee-wee. It's a little bit more PG.
It wasn't because of my penis. I swear it was because of just, it was just the name I came up with. And to be honest with you, Michael, I don't know if you're right either. I don't know if it was something that just happened. Like, I don't know how it came to be.
Yeah,
but
you were little, right? Like because
I was a tiny kid. I was like a baby practically.
You said something and you're like, yeah, it's wee-wee. Look in my pocket. And we're just like, okay, you fucking freak.
Said it just like that.
Even when he was a kid, he's like, I got a wee-wee in my pocket.
Yeah, I usually keep one extra on around.
Something's haven't changed. I'm still a freak. So, you know. So what other questions you got?
Well, that was the one. My question for Ryan is, how does he put up with you? I mean, look, we I love you, right? You're like a brother to me. Like, But you are a pain in the ass.
Honest answer to that is that I never expected him to help me with the editing of this podcast or any of that stuff. So whenever those type of things don't go smoothly or whatever, it's just like, I didn't expect it, you know? And I mean, we've toured the world for years.
Yeah.
And it's like, you put up with people's quirks, you know?
Right. I get it.
He's got a good heart.
I would imagine.
He's a good human.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a jackass. He's a good human, you know?
Use anything the term else? Human loosely, I assume.
Human, yeah. I mean,
he breathes.
Jesus. He breathes. All right, guys. Well, I'm out of here. Jesus.
Yeah, clearly, if you listen to the podcast, you know he shits.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, say what you want. You guys are here to interview me.
Well, Brian should have a lot of questions. I'm just catching up with you.
I had the one. I just had the one. I want to know why I come across as angry, and I think it was a pretty good answer.
I mean, it's because you're dealing with somebody who's not professional.
Yeah, a non-professional friend. Hey, did you hear? No, go ahead.
No. Did you hear what? I want to hear.
Did you hear that they're bringing back Fyre Festival 2?
Are you serious?
I read it the other day. The dude went to jail.
Because the first one was just killer.
Well, yeah, it was. And the guy that organized it went to prison for fraud.
Yeah.
Did he?
And he went to prison for fraud.
Oh, I never knew.
Did you ever watch the documentaries?
It's a shit show. It was a complete shit show.
Hey, am I an asshole for enjoying those people though? Fucking needing to deal with that. I'm glad they made it back, but funny, it's like of all kinds of people that would need to really be humbled in life, that was the perfect bunch to happen to.
Well, what do you mean by that, though? You mean are you talking about like the influencer people that were like posted it, or
No. I'm talking about like how do I say this? I want to say this without being like a total asshole. I think all those influencer people, like I think it's a real fucking stupid fucking thing, that whole concept. Okay, and I think by living in LA long enough, I think it just reminds me of Hollywood, the side of Hollywood that I hate the most, the thing that people, all the shit that people don't, they care about that are like the things in life that don't matter. Like it's just stupid shit to me. And it's just a bunch of people who don't understand what life's really about to me.
I think it's two different things, because if you're successful in Hollywood,
I'm not talking the
kind of clout, then
Well, I'm not talking the artist. I'm talking the people who went there and they were like, oh God, that bed's not good enough. Oh my God, yeah, look at this. It's the fucking entitled assholes who have never, like,
I just want to be seen in this environment because I'm cool.
And I'm not saying that those people should have.
They charged whatever the ticket price was and they gave him a cheese sandwich.
Just nothing wrong with a good cheese sandwich, though, right?
I mean, I'd be pissed if I hate
cheese. I would fucking be really mad.
Yeah, you
I'd
and
be
the like, fucking cheese.
We'll get to that. Hold on. Let me just say, it's not that I want to see those people suffer. What I'm saying, though, I would have rather, if there's going to be a group of people that are going to be stuck in that situation, I would rather see those people than the hardworking blue collar people who fucking struggle every day being stuck in that situation. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Take that for what it's worth.
The tickets are $5.99.
Now I'm going to...
For Fyre Festival 2.
Hashtag Johnny's out of here.
$599?
$599 for Fyre Festival 2. And they've sold 100 of them so far.
And where is it? Is it the same place?
I don't think he has a location yet, but that dude, I forget what his name was.
Which is great. People are spending
can
money.
Can we see the advertisement, Ryan? Can you pull up like what you're reading? Because I'm really curious like how they could possibly sell this. Who's that guy?
So
that's Ja Rule.
It's Ja Rule.
He was one of the partners, right?
Back for a sequel, allegedly. I forget what his name was. Billy McFarland, the guy with the hat on. He's the guy that went to prison for fraud.
He's out already?
Yeah, he got out.
This is immediately started again.
The original. These are the accommodations at the original one. So Johnny, when you're saying, "Oh, these people, they get with it," they had to stay.
Didn't they give them cardboard mattresses or something to sleep on?
Yeah, these little pods.
I feel bad that they had to stay there more than 6 hours, but for 6 hours, I think they fucking rightfully so should, you know, experience that for humbling reasons in life to understand what life really is. Breathing, being alive, living in a fucking stupid bullshit. I would never have gone to that in the first place. I'm not going to say anything else that I'm going to regret tomorrow. Ryan, edit this whole fucking thing.
Hey, here's his announcement. Here's his announcement.
Wee-wee's out.
What's up, guys? This is a big day because as of right now, Fyre Festival 2 tickets are officially on sale. It has been the absolute wildest journey to get here, and it really all started during the 7th month stint in solitary confinement. I wrote out this 50-page plan of how it would take this overall interest and demand in Fyre and how it would take my ability to bring people from around the world together to make the impossible happen, but how it would find the best partners in the world
to allow me to be me
while executing Fyre's vision to the highest level.
Oh yeah, totally.
In my first year, I partnered with one of the biggest and best TV companies in the world to produce a documentary called After the Fyre. I've also worked with one of the biggest production companies to sign a deal to produce Fyre Festival, the Broadway musical. And finally, today, we are announcing Fyre Festival 2. We spoke to people as far away as the Middle East and South America, and ultimately, we decided that Fyre Festival 2 is coming back to the Caribbean. We are targeting Fyre Festival 2 for the end of next year, and in the meantime, we'll be doing pop-ups and events across the world. Guys, this is your chance to get in. This is everything I've been working towards. Let's fucking go.
Let's do it, guys. Look. Road trip?
The Broadway musical. The balls on that guy to make a Broadway musical out of that shit show.
But you know
Dude,
what,
it's though? Like making a Broadway musical out of the movie Alive.
That's terrible. I don't blame him, though. He's just trying to make money. It's the idiots that are buying the tickets that you have to laugh at.
Yeah, dude. I mean, no, you're 100% right. You're 100% right.
No, I mean, that's a valid point.
To buy a ticket to that. Oh, my God. Okay, Broadway musical. Can I write the music for it?
You should. You should reach out to him.
Hey, bro, you need a guitar player for that shit?
Fast forward 2 years from now, me and Ryan are both pit players.
We're playing in the pit.
Playing in the pit in the musical on Broadway. Hey, Michael, we're doing the show backstage from the Fyre Broadway production.
We're trying to get booked on Fyre Festival 3.
Oh, my God. That'd be awesome. You guys should. You should start your own festival. Why don't we start a festival? That's where the money
Fraud
is.
Festival.
That's where the hassle is too.
We'd be honest up front though and be like, look, you're getting cheese sandwiches, you're gonna sleep on a piece of cardboard, yep, but it's gonna be a kick-ass time.
You're gonna be roughing it, but you get to see Johnny play drums.
Yeah, right.
Seriously, I'm kind of in awe of what we just watched. I can't believe that guy. Now, if I don't know if anybody took the notice how he walked out of a house that looked like he was in Northeast Philly.
With a robe that he stole from a hotel.
Right. Had the little green yawning over the fucking like row home, you know. But
it's that mindset of just never admit defeat, never admit failure. Okay, no, all right, that's admit you're wrong.
That's sociopath narcissism shit.
Yeah, 100%.
That guy, 150% listening to him speak really truly. I wasn't joking when I said it reminded me of Donald Trump. Like it was just like
he believes his lies. It's a con man.
Like it's con a man. Speech. It's like a used car salesman thing. It's fucking weird.
I know no politics on this podcast.
This is not politics.
It's really just more of a question. Do you think Trump is a con man, or do you think he truly believes the shit he says?
Part of me thinks that he believes it.
I think I might venture a little bit towards that. But with that being said, he's the ultimate salesman. There's this documentary that I on Netflix. It's like a 4-part thing that goes through like the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. His behavior is the same thing. It's the best. It's this. It's that. The fake media. So it's like he's been saying that crap his whole life. Back to the fire thing and relating that to like Trump and the people buying the tickets to the fire thing. I can understand the people who do support that. That's the part that I don't understand.
Like Ja Rule.
Here's a question for you though. So do you think somebody that money is not a problem? So that ticket price is like, whatever. I'm going to buy this out of curiosity.
Right, that's a possibility. Because I'm curious. I would go if I could.
Great segue.
I bet you 99 of those 100 tickets are people going like, I got to see what this shit's all about.
No, I would be like, I'm not taking the risk. It's like,
but if you have the disposable income,
the thing that blew up going to the Titanic, those guys come back and go, we got a new and improved version of the submersible to go to the Titanic. Are you gonna go?
No, but that's different because that's death.
Life
involved.
And death. Yeah, death's
these people
involved.
Almost.
Let me ask you this question, Johnny.
One more day, those guys are dead in the last fire festival.
Hey,
you know
here's a question for you, dude. They book your band on it. Are you playing? Are you committing?
No,
really? But you get your own little hut with cardboard.
You get your own little pod.
Yeah, cardboard
you
pod.
You get your cheese sandwich.
Are you talking the fire festival or the submersible to the Titanic? Which one are we talking?
The fire festival.
Oh, I thought you were talking the submersible to the Titanic. I was like,
the submersible. The submersible is a bad point because that's life and death. But the fire festival. Are you playing?
The agreement would have to be this. Okay, all the bands started backing out because they weren't getting their deposits. So they all started backing out before people even got there. Okay, money would all have to be paid up front, and I'd have to be able to fucking fly in via helicopter and out via helicopter right after the fucking show.
Yeah, there's no possible way one band, unless they are desperate, is going to commit to play that festival without getting their full pay up front.
Oh no, not at all.
You know what though, dude? I don't think I would do it anyway, man. I'll tell you why. I wouldn't want to do any kind of business with that fucking.
You don't want the association.
Put aside any association. Doing actual business with that person would not happen in my life.
Do you know how many bad, like, I don't want to get specific because this is an asshole comment, but like you've dealt with bad people before in the music industry.
Yeah. That guy's got no soul.
No, but that's exactly it. He's an ass. But would you, so think about this, like, you know, you don't want to associate with him. But think about the publicity it would do for your band to be to kind of just go. And I get it. Could be negative, right? It could be negative because like you're like this asshole. You know.
If we were going to talk realistically, and my agent called me tomorrow and said, "Hey, listen, the new Fire Festival. They said you guys go on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, second day, so you'll know if anybody dives on the first day." You in? Be like, yeah.
Nobody died, dude.
Yeah. Well, no, so. The people that took the submersible to get there died.
Here's the deal. We're getting you $100,000 for the show. There's one rub. You got to take a submersible to the island. I'm in. You don't have to go that deep to get to the island.
I bet you in all reality, I would say yes. I would say yes. Of course I would say yes. How do you say no?
Of course you would.
Including the submersible, though.
Well, I would say yes to the submersible. How far do you have to go down? You get in, it's not going
to
crush.
You don't have to go 3 miles down or whatever.
Yeah, 30,000 feet.
Yeah, right.
Like, rule is you got to go 30,000 feet down first. Then you got to come up straight first, straight out of the water and parachute in with the submersible to the island.
And if your PlayStation remote controller doesn't fail you, you get your deposit.
Right. Yeah, you'll get your deposit when you get there. My God. All right, so check this out. Might as well talk about the things I want to talk about because, Michael, you'll probably find this funny. I was talking to this dude the other day, and we were talking about, I forget how it came up, but he says to me, he goes, hey, man, you remember the shirts, the DARE shirts? I'm like, yeah. Like drunk ladies against drunk driving or whatever it was.
That was mad.
So this is DARE was against DARE drugs, is
drug,
right?
Drug Awareness Resistance Education.
Right. So
I like Cousin Wee Wee, dude.
Yeah. This guy tells me this.
I know stuff.
He tells me this story. So then I went to go find the story to see if it was true, and it turned out it was true. And it's the title of this thing says, "My sixth grade DARE officer went to prison for selling cocaine." So it was the same story. It was the same. So the guy was right. He's like the DARE officer at my school in Illinois. He's like, he got arrested for selling drugs to the students. How awesome is that?
He gets the drugs because he steals them from the police. No, he gets them from like the police, you know, that they confiscated.
Police lock up.
He's like, he steals them.
I need to show these kids. No, he gets it for legally because he's like, I need to show these kids what drugs look like.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, this is what cocaine looks like. And he has a bag of white powder.
This is what it smells like.
He's like, here's a free sample. I'll be here after school every day. Hey, tell your friends.
Kids. Cocaine is a mystery to me. I got to be honest with you. Kids, that's a stupid drug. And I'll tell you why it's a stupid drug. It makes no sense. It just doesn't make sense. And I do not see the fascination with cocaine. Anybody want to elaborate?
Expand, please.
Yeah, no. Well,
okay. The handful of times that I've tried it in my life, it lasts for a couple of minutes.
Do I have your permission? Do I have your permission to tell my favorite story about you and cocaine, Johnny?
It could be cut out later if need be.
Yeah. It could be.
All right, I'll tell it, and if you want me to cut it out, I'll cut it out. So this one time we were playing, I won't say where, I won't say who was around or anything like that. I'll keep it vague.
Where I'm curious where it was.
We were Club
John
Nokia.
John Peters and New Hope. What?
Yeah, we were Club Nokia. And
this is great. This is a great story.
So.
This is funny.
But
this will show the lack of experience in my coke use, right?
Johnny the Interrupter. Nice. Johnny the Interrupter. And sorry. So we had a backstage area, and I go to the bathroom, and Johnny's coming out, and I just look at him. I go, "Did you do coke?" Because it was powdered donut around his whole entire nose. And he goes, "How do you know?" Because I've never done it. I'm not like, I don't have that awareness or anything. I'm not like drug wise or anything. I was like, well, dude, look at your nose. He looked in the mirror. He goes, "Oh God, I've been talking to people for like 10 minutes. He like wipes it off. And
so
I was like,
you're so ignorant.
And he's like, well, look at it. And he's staying at the sink, and the sink was all wet and everything. He's like, I didn't have anywhere to put it. I don't have a key or anything. I was like, well, so what did you do? He goes, I just pinched it, like pushed it up there.
God.
But he's like, I've been walking around talking to people.
Oh my
God. I was talking to like important people. It was horrible. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Living the rock star life.
It ain't been boring. We were opening for Sebastian Bach that evening, if I can't recall.
Oh. Yeah.
When was it that you guys came to Pennsylvania and played New Hope?
Yeah, because we played Dobbs. We played.
Well, that was the tour that when I saw you guys, it was one night was Dobbs, and then which I didn't make it to, but then it was John and Peters.
Oh, we did the same
playing John
same
and Peters
tour.
A couple. We did John and Peters twice. Yeah, twice.
Would have been nice if somebody told me there were other times you guys were there, but no, Johnny, forgetting your cousin.
Dude, I'm the worst. My mom's gonna kill me. She texted me the other day. I haven't even texted her back yet. I gotta get on that.
you really like. Without Instagram, I probably wouldn't talk to you very often.
Does he send you 50 videos at 3:49 a.m.?
Hold on, Ryan, I feel your pain because this motherfucker sends me so many of them.
Ryan, yeah, so this is one point that I disagree There were a couple weeks ago.
Somebody got my back.
A couple episodes ago, you were giving John a hard time about he sent you like 57, and you're like, well, I'll send
there's
one.
There's the four.
And then I'll wait to make sure that they got it, and then I'll send it to somebody else so I can send this other one back once I find it. And I'm just like, I get stuck in the rabbit hole, you know, people like falling off of shit. And as soon as I see it, and it's fucking hilarious, I just send it.
That's what I do.
You know, and because like I'll never find it again. It's in there. If I need to find it again, I know that John has it or another buddy of mine who's on the same wavelength. And it's just like, I'm not asking you to look at them all right then and there, but now you have it. Look at it at your leisure.
Here's the hypocrite that I am. I made that comment. Like I send two and then I wait for a reply before I send a third one. And if I want to send a third one, I'm going to send it to someone else so I can find that video, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah. Literally that night or a day or two later, I sent him like 50.
Good. But because I think that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, dude. There's some really good. I sent some really good ones to you guys. Michael,
you send people getting hurt, dude.
Those are the ones that he sends to me.
Yeah, well, and I don't find them. I have people who send them to me sometimes too. But yeah, there are some where there's definitely death involved that they cut away. Yeah. You know, like a guy hitting his head on the top of some giant metal thing or whatever. And
do you guys remember Faces of Death when we were kids? Faces of Death,
dude. Yeah.
Dude, that's basically what we're doing now. They're just putting music behind it. Oh, that's funny, so it doesn't seem so scary.
But, yeah, you could put behind it and someone get hit by a car music. And you're like, oh, well, the music's happy, so I'm going to laugh at it.
Yeah, right. But there are people, though. There are assholes out there that we see. Like, there's people popping wheelies on their motorcycles or their ATVs riding down the street.
Oh, dude, did you guys see that one? The other one where the chick in the dress, the chick in the dress flipped over. Did you guys? I sent that to both of you guys.
The chick was riding
on the back of the motorcycle and somehow, and she goes flipping over the top wearing the dress.
I've said this before. The major qualifying factor for me to laugh is if they deserve it. Like, if you're doing something stupid, of course that's going to happen. You know?
Like there's the one where the guy's doing the wheelie on his four wheeler down the street, and then he comes forward and catches flips over the handlebars. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. The one all right, here's the one that we all seen because I think we've all sent it to each other separately.
I'm not following Cousin Wee Wee, but I can assure you, I'll fix that later.
We're gonna start connecting. Yeah. We don't need him. Okay. After a while, we're not gonna need John. Just be you and me.
That's great. This is awesome.
You want to be on the whatever.
I'll be the guest. Yeah.
I want to learn how to edit. I want to do all of that stuff. I want to learn how to help you.
So the video that we all saw that is brutal is the guy on the motorcycle who's driving and then out of nowhere, some fucking pickup truck just fucking like drills.
Oh. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like
that. That was brutal because it's like, Jesus. What about the ones where these people flip on motorcycles? They stand right the fuck up like nothing happened. It's like, what the hell?
That's impressive. And a lot of the mountain bikers get hurt.
Yeah, I'm conflicted with the skateboarders that like break their leg or something. It's like because on my qualifying scale of do you deserve it, you're doing something that I'm not saying you deserve it, but you're putting it out there.
It's part of the risk.
Yeah, it's part of the risk. And it turns my stomach.
I know there's some
the kid ones. Video. I've got this one with the kids. I want to say that I've come to peace with myself. With the kids stuff, and I'll tell you why I think it's funny and it's okay to
you
think
might
it's
want
funny.
To specify.
Yeah. And it's funny, right? Because
come to
it's
peace. Like the with kids, my love of children.
Kid stuff.
The kids don't the kid deserve stuff. It, that's, but that's however, the good. Only way to learn is to go through it. So the kids who fuck up and faceplant like that, you could assure yourself that he ain't gonna do it again.
Right.
Yeah, dude, I love the ones. Have you seen that? I've sent a couple to you, Johnny. I know the latest one that I sent to you was this guy scuba diving and a tiger shark's coming at him, and the voiceover goes, if you're ever in the water with a tiger shark, don't flail your arms because he'll think that you're prey. Instead, firmly put your hand on their head and push them to the side and then go about your business. And then it cuts to this little kid in a car seat going, bullshit.
I saw one today. Michael, maybe you sent this to me, or maybe I just scrolled on it. Some guy fucking straight up had this alligator come up and he fed the alligator and then petted on its head, and then the alligator went its way. And it just said, this guy, this alligator, like, it's sending the wrong message that if you're nice to an alligator and feed it, it's not going to bite your fucking head off.
Oh, no, because there's the ones that, like, the people that deserve it are those guys that are, like, petting the alligators, putting their arms in there, and then they, like, the thing clamps down. Like, dude, it's a fucking alligator.
Yeah, like the guys who like do the tricks every day with them with the fucking the sticks. You know the sticks, alligator hates them. Every day he's like, one day I'm gonna eat your fucking face, you motherfucker. And then he slips up that one time, and bam,
and he's like, gotcha.
His lunch, gotcha. You gotcha.
It's a dinosaur, and you think you can control it, idiot.
What a fucking idiot, man. Hey, so like I thought of a music question that I wanted to talk about, because I want to have like a music section. If you had a name, what you would say the three best bands from the 70s that aren't Zeppelin or The Doors or any of those bands, because those bands, we're going to consider them 60s bands because they started then.
Okay.
What would you call the three Ooh. Best bands, or maybe influential? Okay, there's a good one.
That's tough, yeah, from the 70s that started in, well, influential. So a lot of bands that became very popular in the 70s did start in the 60s. Even if you go all the way up through, like, you know, disco was popular in the 70s, but the Bee Gees started in the 60s. So, like, we got to come up with
that their careers became public in the 70s, let's just say.
Well, how are you going to load your question with,
you can't say Led Zeppelin?
Like, They're one of the greatest ever. I'm saying Alice Cooper, AC/DC, and Led Zeppelin.
I would say AC/DC, yeah, Zeppelin, Wings, Paul McCartney and Wings. No, am I the only one?
I love Paul McCartney, dude. I think that's he's a great
one. I was listening to him earlier. Barry Manilow, what?
Barely Manilow.
I don't even know if I could answer that question.
I'm saying Alice Cooper.
80s.
I'm saying Led Zeppelin.
I definitely put AC/DC in there.
I'm saying AC/DC's Aerosmith.
Aerosmith, yeah, AC/DC, Kiss.
Kiss. I was never a big Kiss fan. I mean, I've seen them in concert, but I was never a big Kiss fan. I know you guys.
But like, I'm talking about influence.
As far as influence, you have to put them in there. Yeah, I heard Paul Stanley say one time, he's like, "You find Kiss DNA in just about any live show today." It's like, yeah, it's pretty much.
Spot. Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean,
tell me where fucking in a Weezer show you're going to find fucking any Kiss DNA.
Rivers Cuomo wearing an Ace Frehley lightning bolt guitar strap. They play In My Garage, and he says, "My favorite rock group, Kiss."
I'm gonna take it.
Boy,
you said live show, Johnny.
You lost that one. But how about Rivers Cuomo, because he has that one leg shorter than the other, has to wear like a Gene Simmons boot on that one foot.
Oh, is that true? No shit.
Yeah, I think he does.
What happened?
Let's go to you guys got the Google there. I'm going to Google it.
Hey, Cousin Wee Wee, you got a pet bird in the background there?
No, I'm outside, man. There's birds everywhere. Because my family, I do have a bunch of animals, but we don't have...
Tell those birds to shut the fuck up.
All right. So here's the thing. I got a couple of comments. One, I would love to do this again. I would gladly be a regular guest host. I have no problem doing that. Because every time I listen, I'm like, I want to chime in with stuff. And I'm like, I have things to say. When John can't think of like a stupid phrase, I'm like, you're thinking of this, you asshole.
Totally.
There's that. But I also noticed some things have changed in the 80 something episodes. You don't do the quick hit questions anymore. Like what comes to your mind?
I forgot about that.
Not that I'm saying it's bad. I was just, you know,
Did you like that stuff? Was that stuff good or bad?
Sometimes. I thought it was good. But it led to conversation, which was nice.
That's why we could possibly never do this show live. I would be fucking in a lot of trouble.
You'd be canceled.
Yeah.
I don't know. We could do it. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's my goal in life is to get canceled. But I got to be somebody first before I get canceled.
You got to be somebody.
You're our wee wee. Yes, I am your wee wee. But
that's good.
Yeah. So, but Ryan, I really am curious. Like, we got to talk. I'm curious how the whole editing process goes with this podcast. And I asked John, he's like, I don't know shit. I just show up.
He doesn't got to answer that question. He doesn't even know how to worry. He barely turns his computer on.
Button, hit this button.
That's how it started. No lie. Like it started.
He keeps asking me
like that.
He keeps asking me, is it bad if I drop my computer? I was like, well, it ain't good.
He's like, well, every night I go to bed and I put my computer on my stomach and I wake up and it's on the floor.
It's like, well, don't do that.
It's not on the stomach. It's just next to me. It's
is
next
it covered
to me.
In miscellaneous fluids too when you're,
no.
when you're done?
On that,
you can cut that out. You can cut that out.
All righty, everybody. Thanks for joining us on episode 85 with Cousin Wee Wee here on the What Everybody podcast.
Love
we will
you guys.
See you in a couple of weeks, and there might be another time we might see Wee Wee over here, Cousin Wee Wee,
yeah,
over here
yeah,
again. He might have to fill in on me if I'm in some kind of time zone without being able to get to where I need to be in time.
Love that idea. Yeah. See you next time.
God, I would be so scared to watch that episode.
And then
that
what's
going to
happen
on.
Is then you'll be like slowly pushed down.
Yeah. Of course.
We'll have to come up with a new title, I guess.
We'll just move you along.
Yeah. Cool. Move you along. All right. That's fine. That's cool. All right. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you guys in a couple of years when I get my own podcast back. And you guys.
Whatever Wee Wee podcast. See you next time.
Whatever Wee Wee.
That's the continuation. The Whatever Wee Wee podcast. I'm on it. The WWW. Fuck.
Nice.
P. WWWP. Make sure you like, subscribe, and report. And we will see you next time. Bye.
Out.